Thank you to those sponsors. And may the neshamos have an aliyah and a refuah shleima for all those who need. Soch shar chalei Yisrael.
Amen.
I want to thank Lauren for arranging this. It's really, really exciting for us to have this. Not only because it gives us a push to get the house extra clean. It's always clean. But it gets the house extra clean. And that's always, especially when the cleaning lady is away from on vacation, which may or may not be the case this week. So it's really great for that's one reason. But it's also great to be able to have Chabura. I'm always impressed. Men and women in the community, but especially the women of the community coming out to learn. I think it's the most special thing. So excited to be part of this. I want to thank Ahuva for agreeing and for encouraging us to host. We're sponsoring our home. It's really, really great to be part of this. You know, when Laura and I were first talking about which day to do this, whether it was last week, just in time. You didn't miss anything. We're talking about whether to do it last week or this week, and one of the questions was, is this week a good week because it's the week of Shavuos and everyone is so busy? And the first thought going through my mind was, well, what difference does that make? You know, if it's going to be this is the week of Shavuos, Shavuos is on Shabbos, so it's the same thing as a regular week. And then I was like, wait a second, Shavuos is not on Shabbos, Shavuos is on Friday. And that actually is a big machlokas, whether Shavuos is on Friday or Shabbos. What do I mean? The topic I tease is, why isn't Shavuos on the calendar? Sounds a little mysterious, and if you saw the topic, you're probably wondering, what are you talking about? Shavuos has been on my calendar with a cheesecake icon for the last 12 months. What am I talking about when I say that Shavuos is not on the calendar? Well, for a second I thought Shavuos was on Shabbos. The date of the Shabbos is Zayin Sivan. In reality, Shavuos is on Friday, and that date is Vav Sivan. The truth is, it's not so clear whether Shavuos was supposed to be on Vav Sivan or Zayin Sivan. If you take a look at source number one, the Gemara actually has a machlokas when Kabbalah Satorah took place. Can you imagine our most impressive, most important event in Jewish history, and there's a machlokas about when it took place? Classic Judaism, right? There's a machlokas when it took place.
Last night, didn't he say that?
Rosh Hashanah was talking about machlokas, yes. Right? And the Gemara in source number one, Masechta Shavuot, says, Tana Rabbanan, B'shishi b'chodesh nitnu aseres hadibros liYisrael. The first opinion says that the Torah was given on the sixth day of Sivan. That sounds familiar to us. Rabbi Yossi Omer b'shivava. Actually, Kabbalah Satorah took place on the seventh day of Sivan. It's an amazing idea there could be a machlokas about this. Shlomo Zalman Orbach thought that it was actually a very powerful, uplifting lesson. Even the date of Torah Shebichsav being given is based on Torah Shebal Peh. We need to have Torah Shebal Peh and a machlokas within Torah Shebal Peh. When you can't understand anything about Kabbalah Satorah, even the existence, the date of Kabbalah Satorah can't be understood without the aspect of Torah Shebal Peh. Now, that's one thing, it's interesting, there is a machlokas. The bad news is that we paskin against what we actually do. We actually paskin that Kabbalah Satorah happened on the seventh day of Sivan, which was Shabbos. So I was right. Shavuos should actually be on Shabbos this year. What do I mean we paskin that it happened on the seventh? This isn't really a halachic machlokas, but actually it is. The reason why this comes up in the Gemara is because it's a very detailed discussion related to Hilchos Nida, related to Hilchos Taras and Mishpacha, which has to do with how many days one has to wait before they can start to count Shiv and Nikiyim. The common custom is to wait 5 days. How that developed is a very involved, very, very important discussion. But suffice it to say, there's a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi, these same two opinions in source number one, about how many days a person has to wait before they can start counting Shiv and Nikiyim. And that machlokas is based on, historically, one of the important events of Taras and Mishpacha, which was Klal Yisrael preparing themselves to be pure for Kabbalah Satorah. And how many days did they wait? And Rabbi Yossi holds he needed an extra day because he has something a little bit closer to our 5 days before you can start counting Shiv and Nikiyim. And Rabbi Yossi holds for that reason, Kabbalah Satorah really took place on the seventh day of Sivan. Whereas the Chachamim hold, no, it's not really 5 days. Again, the number five is a later takana, but just the basis for this discussion is that Rabbi Yossi holds more days were needed, and that's why it was the seventh day of Sivan. Whereas the Chachamim hold, it was fewer days needed for Taras and Mishpacha, and that's why it was the sixth day of Sivan. So the Magen Avraham in source number two. Magen Avraham is one of the classic commentators on the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, lived in the 1600s in Poland. And he writes, Kashalim, in source number two, Heich anu omrim b'shavuos, yo matan Torah seinu. We say in Kiddush, we say in Davrin that Shavuos is yo matan Torah seinu. Halokaim alan kareb yosi da amr b'zayim b'siva nitna Torah. Because in Hilchos Nida, in Hilchos Taras and Mishpacha, we actually pask, and you need the extra day. If you need the extra day, it's because Rabbi Yossi is right, the Kabbalah Satorah actually took one extra day of preparation of purity. And if that's the case, we hold that Shavuos was really on Zayin Sivan. Turns out, we've been celebrating the wrong day every single year. Dun, dun, dun. That's a big problem. We're celebrating Shavuos on the wrong day. That's the Magen Avraham's question. You can't understand how it is that no one before him thought of this question. We don't paskin like the Chacham. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi in Hilchos Nida. That means in Hilchos Shavuos date, we should paskin that Kabbalah Sator happened on Zion Sivan. Why are we celebrating it on Friday, on Thursday night? We should celebrate it on Shabbos. So he has two answers. Neither one is really so compelling. First answer he says is that maybe really we paskin like the Chachamim. It happened on Vav Sivan, which is why we celebrate Shavuos on Vav Sivan. And in Hilchos Nida, we're just machmir. We're machmir to keep an extra day just in case. But really, at its core, we hold like the Chachamim. And then at the end, that's what he writes on the third to last, on the second to last line. Yemkei menagenu hu alpi haRambam. The Rambam holds that really you only have to wait one fewer day. That's what the Sfardim hold. You don't have to wait 5 days. And that which we say, like Rabbi Yossi, is only a chumrah. Then he quotes another approach that says maybe the reason why we celebrate Shavuos on Vav Sivan is because there's a hint to Yantiv Sheni. Yantiv Sheni Shavuos, when we have a Sfeika D'Yoma and Chutz Laretz, really is on Vav and Zion. So look, Vav and Zion, we're covering both ends of the Machlokes.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I'm maybe missing a big point here. What day are we counting from for Shavuos? Meaning, like, you're saying we need an extra day from when? Meaning, are you talking about Shloshei Yemei Hagbala? Like, what? What's the extra day from?
Good. So when a woman is bleeding, so she has to wait
until
she...
Right.
The reason why she has to wait 5 days before counting Shiva Nikiyim is because she's called Poleta Shichva Zera. There's any Zera inside of her, so then she has to wait till all that is out in order to then start counting Shiva Nikiyim, because the Zera is going to mess up any count of Shiva Nikiyim. So how long Zera lasts and how long Zera is potent is based on the discussion of how long Klal Yisrael had to be Poresh Min Ha'isha, how long they had to separate from Tashmish before Kabbalah Satorah, whether it was a 2 day or 3 day Shalosh Yemei Hagbalah, right? That term, 3 days, is really the source of 5 days, because 3 days could really span over the course of 4 days, and they added one extra day. So that 5 days comes in the 3 days of preparation. The Chacham hold there only 2 days of preparation, which is why Kabbalah Satorah happened on Vav Sivan. The whole date of Zion Sivan is calculated by counting 3 days of separation. We hold there were 3 days of Hagbalah, and yet still somehow it ends up being Vav Sivan. That's really the question we're trying to figure out over here. If we pass, can you need the extra day?
Sorry, this is a side one, but if you have 3 days and then one extra day, then where's the 5th day from?
It's a big question. That's it's a bit of a mystery where that came about. About 500 years ago, the 5th day was added, and it's not exactly clear where that comes from. Because that 5th day is not necessarily as clear where it comes from, in certain cases we don't keep that 5th day. When people are getting ready for their wedding, they may only keep 4 days before counting Shiva Nikiyim. But it's a good question, right, where it comes from. But at its core, it's a discussion about when Kabbalah Sator took place, and that's based on how many days they had to separate beforehand.
Uh-huh.
Is that a little bit more clear?
Yeah.
I don't want to get too detailed, but...
Yeah, but I'm confused based on Shat in the Torah, why there would be confusion.
Good, so we're going to have to get to, what does the Torah actually say happened?
Right?
Because if you look at the Pesukim, the Torah tells us they arrived on the first day of Sivan, but then how the days are counted, the Torah never says it was 3 days of Hagbalah. The Torah doesn't say exactly how long things took. And the big discussion in the Gemara is, how long did that take? Moshe went back to Hashem and told him this, and then came back, and then Nasa, and then Nasa and Ishma. How long did any of those things take? So that's not so clear. So Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham and Mesach HaShavis actually debate how long exactly each of those stages were.
Yeah.
And the halacha is, in Hilchos Nida, we paskin that it's an extra day. So Kabbalah Satorah really took place on Zion Sivan, we should hold. So why are we celebrating Shavuos on Vav Sivan? To bothers and Vagan Avram. So either he says, maybe it's just a Chumra and Hilchos Nida, but really we hold Kabbalah Sator happened on Vav. Or he says, maybe it happened on Zion, like Rabbi Yossi says, we pass on Hilchos Nida, but we keep Vav and Zion, and Sfeika D'Yoma happens to work out really nicely in this case, which is obviously very difficult. Sfeika D'Yoma is a later idea for people living in Chutz Laretz, and it's harder for us to count the calendar. So that's why we keep 2 days. It's not so clear that that's the reason, anything to do with this Machlokes of Vav or Zion. So you're really asking an important question, which is we have to go back to the sources of how is there a machlokes about this? Machlokes about Vav or Zion. What does the Torah say? When the Torah counts all the holidays, it tells us. And the first month on the 15th day is Pesach. And in Tishrei, the first day is Rosh Hashanah. The 10th day is Yom Kippur. And the 15th day is Sukkot. What date does the Torah give for Shavuos? What does the Torah say? When is Shavuos? So the problem is, in source number 3, there is no date for Shavuos. Unlike any other holidays which has a date, Shavuos doesn't actually have a date. Pasuk 15, Nisfartu lechem mimacharas haShabbos. We start to count from Pesach. Miyom haviyachem es omer atenufa, the day after offering the carbon omer, on the second day of Pesach. Sheva shabbosos tmimos tiyena, 7 complete weeks. Ad mimacharas haShabbos haShavias, tisperu chamishim yom, count 50 days, and you offer a mincha chadasha. There are two very big things missing in this discussion of Shavuos. One is, what day is it on? And two is, where is there a mention of Kabbalah Satorah anywhere in the Torah that it took place on Shavuos? When the Torah talks about Pesach, it's clear it's about freedom. And Sukkot is about leaving in Mitzrayim and staying in Hatz. And Yom Kippur, about judgment and forgiveness. The Torah never says Shavuos is a day of Kabbalah Satorah. And the Torah doesn't give us a date for Shavuos. The Torah says count 50 days. Now the question still remains of, so why is that so complicated? Let's just count 50 days from Pesach. We can use our fingers and our toes. Let's count 50 from Pesach, and let's see, is it Vav or is it Zion? Want to start counting? To Zion, Yid Zion, Yid Chas. If we count 50, what day are we going to get to? Why is this so complicated? Just count 50 from Pesach, and what do you end up with? Why is it complicated? Because Hebrew months don't always have the same number of days. So if you count 50 days from Pesach, you're not always going to land on the same date. Now, our calendar is set right now, but when they were being Makadosh al-Pi Ariya, when they established Rosh Chodesh based on witnesses, any month could have 29 or 30 days. So it's possible that 50 days from Pesach wouldn't always land on the same day. And you'll be surprised to hear in source number 4, that's what the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Rav Shmaya says, Atzeres, the holiday of Shavuos, Pa'amim Chamisha, sometimes falls down on the fifth day of Sivan, neither 6 nor 7. Pa'amim Shisha, Pa'amim Shiva, Shavuos can fall out on the 5th or the 6th or the 7th day of Sivan. Haket said, how is that possible? Shnei HaMeleintam, if Nisan and Iyar, there's two Rosh Chodeshes, the end of Nisan going into Iyar and the end of Iyar going into Sivan. You could have 30 days for Nisan or 30 days for Iyar. If both of them are Malay, then you have to waste an extra day on Lama Nisan and Lama Iyar. By the time you get to 50, you're up to Chamisha. You're only on the 5th day of Sivan, and that's the day of Atzeres. That's the day of Shavuos. Shneim Chaserin, if Nisan and Iyar both only have 29 days, you zoom through them a lot faster, and it takes until Shiva, the 7th day of Sivan, to get to 50 days after Pesach. And Echad Mali, Echad Chaser, if Nisan has 30 and Nisan and Iyar has 29, or Nisan has 29 and Iyar has 30, then Shisha. Our calendar is set right now where Nisan always has 30 days, and Iyar always has 29 days, because one is Mali, one is Chaser. You count 50 from Pesach, you always get to Vav Sivan. But historically, the Gemara is telling us that Shavuos wasn't always celebrated on the 6th or the 7th day. And it wasn't the same year to year. Some years Shavuos was on the 5th day of Sivan, some years it was on the 6th day of Sivan, some years it was on the 7th day of Sivan. That's wild. Shavuos doesn't have a set date. Because the Torah tells us to count 50 days from Pesach, and that doesn't always land on the same day. So Magaram was bothered by, how could it be we say Yom Matan Torah Seinu on the 6th day of Sivan? Wasn't the Torah given on the 7th, according to Rabbi Yossi, how we hold in Hilchos Nida? And the Chok Yaakov, or Yaakov Reisher, was the Shvus Yaakov, later in the 1600s. His answer to the Magen Avraham is a great answer. In source number 5, he says, Venerali demei kar lo kashamidi. The Magen Avraham's question is not a good question. That we celebrate Shavuos on the 6th day of Sivan and say it's Yom Matan Torah Seinu, even though we hold Kabbalah Satorah took place historically on the 7th day of Sivan, he says, where it's underlined, Shalot Tala HaKasav Chag HaShavuos B'Yom Matan Torah. The Torah, A, never says Shavuos is the day of Kabbalah Satorah, and B, the Torah never says what date Shavuos is on. Elo B'Yom Chamishim LaOmer. Elo Shabisman HaZeh, now we have a set calendar, it always works out that it's on Vav. So he's bothered, historically it doesn't work out, Kabbalah Satorah happened on Zion and we're celebrating on Vav. But that doesn't matter, the Torah never cared about that. Historically, it wasn't always celebrated on the same day on the calendar. And he quotes from Margum Bar, we said before, that it's not always on the same day. And that's the most obvious answer to the question. The Torah Tumimah in source number 6 points out that he doesn't even understand the Magen Avraham's question. I'm surprised no one jumped up when we said, we say in davening, it's Yom Matan Torah Seinu. Is that what we say in our davening on Shavuos? No. Zman Matan Torah Seinu. And he argues in source number 6, Zman sounds like it's a span. It's the time period of Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah happened on the 7th day. We passed in the Karbiosi that it happened on the 7th day of Sivan. But we celebrate whenever 50 days after it comes. And in source number 7, the same author in his other Sefer, Tosefes Bracha, even asked, like, I can't believe no one before him. He lived passed away in 1940. He said, no one for the last 300 years realized this question. The Magen Avraham shakes Shemayim V'aretz and he says, how are we saying Yom Matan Torah Seinu on the 6th day of Sivan if really Kabbalah Satorah historically happened on the 7th day of Sivan? He's like, hello, was no one paying attention in school? Was no one paying attention to the Siddur? No one paying attention to Kiddush? We don't say Yom Matan Torah Seinu. It's Ma Matan Torah Seinu. It's a span. So the question is not going to bother us because even if historically it happened on Zion, the Torah doesn't care about that. The Torah never insisted it was celebrated on Vav or Zion. Some years it was on Hay, which is neither of Yossi nor according to the Chachamim, when it took place. So that answers, in a technical sense, why it's not a problem for us to call it Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It's definitely in the zone. It's definitely in the span of the time of Kabbalah Satorah, and as far as not being on the exact date, the Torah never cared about the exact date. Now the question is, well, why not? Why not? Hashkafically, how can it be that the fifth day of Sivan could be celebrated because it's 50 days after Pesach? Why doesn't the Torah actually give a date for the holiday of Atzeres, for the holiday of Shavuos? If you look in source number 8, Rabbeinu Bechai, one of the Rishonim, who was a Talmud of the Talmud of the Ramban, Rabbeinu Bechai in source number 8 is one of the first to point out explicitly the Torah doesn't give a date for Shavuos. He says, Shlois kira Torah chag Shavuos biyichud kishar hachagim. Torah doesn't give a date like it does for all the other holidays. B'shiyomer kem, the Torah should have said, b'chodash ha-shalishi b'shishi bo chag ha-shavuos. Kemosha amar b'pesach b'chamisha aser yom l'chodash hazeh chag ha-matzos. It's unusual. The Torah's language for how it tells us about Shavuos is very different than how it tells us about all the other holidays. And Rabbeinu Bechai explains, Bala lamed, ki hu chag nigra achar mitzvah sa-omer. Shavuos is not really about Kabbalah Satorah in and of itself. It is about linking it to the mitzvah of the Omer. And then he goes on to quote the Ramban, which I gave to you in source number 10. The Ramban writes a beautiful idea that really, Shavuos is the second days of Pesach. Sorry for some PTSD, bringing up Pesach again. So soon after Pesach, or so soon before the Pesach's only 10 months away. Pesach is coming. You think of the second days of Pesach, the Ramban writes that really, Shavuos is the second days of Pesach. The Torah uses the word Atzeres whenever it refers to the end of a holiday. You have Sukkos, you have first day of Sukkos, followed by a period of 7 days, and on the eighth day is Atzeres, that's Shemini Atzeres. He says Pesach follows the exact same format. Pesach has one Shachianu, Pesach is one day of Kedusha, then it has 7 days, so 6 more days, and on the eighth day is Shavuos. He writes so beautifully in source number 10, where it's underlined, V'hayamim ha-sipurim bein sayim kecholo shel moed bein harishon v'ashmini b'chag. The Sfiras HaOmer, the 7 weeks of counting, are a larger scale version of Chol HaMoed. Just like Chol HaMoed connects the first half to the end of Sukkot, which is Atzeres, so too, Pesach is connected from its first half, Pesach, to its second half, Atzeres, meaning Shavuos, by the 7 intermediary, the Chol HaMoed, of Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is the Chol HaMoed that connects the two together. And the Ramban writes, that's the name Atzeres, that's why it's so important. The Sefer Achinuch, which I gave you in source number 9, explains that this is very, very important for us to understand. The mitzvah of Sfira, the idea of counting, certainly is an idea of connecting Pesach all the way to Shavuos, and Shavuos is being counted from the Omer. We count the Omer from Pesach all the way to Shavuos. And the Sefer Achinuch explains so beautifully that the idea of Pesach is freedom. So what does freedom mean? Hefkeres, we go out, we run free, we go wild, anarchy? No, we go from Cheres, we go from Mitzrayim, right to Kabbalah Satorah, where we get the second half of the mission. It was never meant to be completed on Pesach, just the abnegation of any type of responsibility. That was not what Yetzias Mitzrayim was supposed to be about. It wasn't complete until the second days of Pesach, until the Atzeres, until the culmination of the process. The culmination of the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim has to end with Kabbalah Satorah, because that was the purpose of being taken out. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want us to be hefker. He didn't want us to be free of hefkeres in the sense of hefkeres, but wanted us to be productive, wanted us to have a life that's meaningful. And in that sense, Shavuos not being on the calendar is very meaningful. If Shavuos was its own independent date, it sounds like it's its own historical event. But the Torah specifically doesn't give a date for Shavuos. The Torah cares less about what day Shavuos is on and what historical day Matan Torah happened, and cares more about the fact that there's a link between Pesach and Shavuos. And if it turns out that it falls on the fifth day of Sivan or the seventh day of Sivan, or in our count, the sixth day of Sivan, it doesn't matter as much. The date of Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. The date of Shavuos is the second half of Pesach. After the national Chol HaMoed, the 7 weeks, that's the date of Shavuos. When is Shavuos? Vav Zayin Sivan? Trick question. The date of Shavuos is the end of Pesach. Shavuos represents this idea of working on ourselves, of perfecting ourselves. And perhaps that's another approach we can take, the reason why they're connected. If Shavuos was a day on the calendar, we could say Kabbalah Satorah can happen passively. You could sit back, you can relax and do nothing, and Kabbalah Satorah kind of stumbles its way in, and then we automatically have it. Kabbalah Satorah isn't a day on the calendar. Kabbalah Satorah takes work. Kabbalah Satorah takes counting and building up. Another day of preparation, another day of preparation, building and building and building and building, one day after another, making that chiras mean something, making that freedom mean something, making that autonomy actually matter for getting schar, for living a meaningful life. We went from being avdei paro to being avdei Hashem. Hey, avadim, avadim, what kind of freedom is that? went from doing pointless work to having meaningful work. That is the idea. Shavuot is less about the historical day and more about the connection to Pesach, whatever it falls out. It's much more important that Shavuot is linked to Pesach. And that's the Ramban's idea, that Atzeres means the second half of the holiday. Like Shmini Atzeres, Atzeres of Shavuot is the second half of Pesach. I gave you from Rav Moshe Sternbach in source number 11, he points out the more common name that we use for Shavuot is Shavuot. It has the same lesson. What does Shavuot mean? It means weeks. What a weird name for a holiday. Weeks? What about Kabbalah's Torah Day? Or the Torah's examples? Chag HaBikurim, HaKatzir. Torah has other names for it. We call it weeks? What kind of name is that? But the idea is, at the end of the first line of source number 11, Shabbat l'rameis shekidushas hachag mipnei gmar sfiras hashavuos. The holiday is the culmination of counting those weeks from Pesach. Tichsev, Shabbat Shabbasos tisparlach. The Kiddusha of the Chag comes less because, hey, you know what? It's the same day on the calendar. Matan Torah happened originally. You know what? It's not. It's not the same day. We pass in Zion Sivan, and we're celebrating Vav. That's not why it's holy. It's not holy because it's the same day historically. It's holy because we worked on ourselves after Pesach. It's holy because we took the effort and we built ourselves up. That is more meaningful than any historical event. Kabbalah said Torah takes work. Oh, beautiful idea. Shavuos isn't on the calendar in the sense of being a date on the calendar because it teaches us, one, the purpose of the Cheres of Pesach, and two, all the effort it takes. In the time we have left, I want to share with you some interesting halachic nafkamina. The fact that Shavuos is not a day on the calendar, it's not Vav Zivan. We may celebrate it that way, technically. You know, Rosh Hashanah, we're going to go back when we have the Beis HaMikdash to counting Rosh Chodesh al pi ha'ra'iyah. I mean, it's going forward in the future. Shavuos is not always going to be on the sixth day of Zivan. So that doesn't matter so much to us. And the fact that Shavuos doesn't have a day on the calendar, instead it's going to be 50 days after Pesach, can actually explain some very interesting halachic anomalies about the holiday of Shavuos. In section 3, there's a pretty well-known halacha about when it comes to bringing in Shavuos, which is relevant to this Thursday night. Shavuos is really late. Every year. I find that we always forget. Shavuos is so late this year. Shavuos is always the same. Shavuos is always really late. Right? It's the middle of the summer, or I guess the beginning of the summer, when Shabbos is starting on the 8th, 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 5th, when we're all looking to make early Shabbos. Can't make early Shavuos. Magen Avraham, the same Magen Avraham in source number 12, says, Bilel Shavuos, Ein Mekachin Shel Hakos, Atzeis HaKochavim, you can't make early Shavuos, you can't make Kiddush until actual nightfall, Tichsev Temimos Tiena. You have to have 7 complete weeks, and somehow the weeks are not going to be complete if you bring it in before Atzeis HaKochavim. The Taz, on the other side of the page, in Shulchan Aruch, also 1600s, another classic commentary in Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, he writes for that reason also, Ma'acharin Lahaskel Arvis, B'kinisa Shavuos. You can't daven Marav either. Not just you can't make Kiddush early, you can't even daven Marav until it's actually dark, because Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos, you have to have complete days. Now that is something we're familiar with. You know, we can't bring in Shavuos early. You know, growing up, my mom wouldn't let me stay up for Shavuos. She would say she would, right? It would get really late, and, you know, it's getting dark outside. I would say, I want to stay up, I want to go to shul, I want to learn, I want to this. She'd say, of course, but why don't you take a little nap? I'd wake up the next morning and be like, what happened? You said, oh, sorry, you look so peaceful. Yeah, but like, you told me you were going to wake me up. And then year after year, until I was like 25, no. But it's hard. Shavuos is really late, and it's really hard for parents who want to bring their kids to shul. It's really hard for parents who want to have an opportunity to mechanic their children, to see the learning going on all night. And it's frustrating, because why can't we take in Shavuos early? So on the books, we just said, because you need 7 complete weeks, and the weeks can't be complete if you don't have 7 complete weeks all the way until nightfall. The problem is, why not? Why not? There is a concept of Tosefes Shabbos, of Tosefes Yom Tov, in which we can bring in Shabbos or Yom Tov early. That is a din d'oraisa. Midoraisa, on a biblical level, we are allowed to bring in and accept the Kedusha of Shabbos or Yom Tov early. If we brought in Shavuos early, it'd be Shavuos. So what do you mean it's not 7 complete weeks? What does that mean? It's complete. I'm telling you, the day is over. I'm a Kabbal Shavuos now. An hour, 2 hours, whatever it is, before the time on the calendar, before Tesach O'Chavim, I'm telling you, I'm bringing it in. So if I'm a Kabbalist, that's the end of my 7 weeks. So why is that wrong? Why can't I bring in Shavuos early and just say, I'm done counting? That's the end. And because of that question, I gave to you in source number 14 in the first paragraph, Rav Yaakov Emden didn't like this concept. He disagreed. We don't pass him like him before we get excited to be able to take in Shavuos early, which we cannot. Rav Yaakov Emden thought it was wrong because Tosefes Yom Tov is a din d'arei. So why can't we bring in Shavuos early like we bring in Shabbos early or anything else? Yom Kippur we bring in early. It's actually the source of Tosefes by Yom Kippur. So what's the problem with this? And Rav Sternbach in source number 14 in the second paragraph explains so beautifully. Using our concept that Shavuos is not a day on the calendar. He writes, V'nira l'chora shechag ha-shavuos lo dam yilushar yamim tovim. Shavuos is an anomaly compared to all the other chagim or Shabbos. Shizmanam kavua kefi yom ha-chodesh. Every other holiday has a day on the calendar. Pesach is the 15th day of Nisan. Sukkot is the 15th day of Tishrei. So if you want to say, I am accepting upon myself that day earlier, that's great. You can bring in Shabbos earlier. You can bring in the day on the calendar earlier. You're just accepting upon yourself after Plag HaMincha to accept the next day on the calendar. If Shavuos was a day on the calendar, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to do the exact same thing with Shavuos. I'm bringing in Vav Sivan early. I'm bringing in that day early. But Shavuos isn't a day on the calendar. Shavuos is about an action of counting. And the action of counting cannot be sped up. You need to count. And you can't count any faster. The way that Rav Sternbach explains it here in source number 14 is that as long as you can still technically count, you haven't finished your mitzvah. You might want to say, no, I'm done counting, I want to take this in early. But as long as the person next to you can say, no, I can still count it, because there's still a few hours left in the day, the sun hasn't set yet. So on the calendar, you can bring in the next day early. But Shavuos doesn't care about the day on the calendar. Shavuos has that link to Pesach. Shavuos is about counting those days, and if you haven't counted all those days, and you haven't counted Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos, the counting matters so much. That's what the Magen Avraham and the Taz both said. It's a lack of Tamimos. You can bring in the day early, but you haven't completed the count until you make it through. That's probably a very beautiful explanation of why you're not able to bring in Shavuos early, because it's not a day on the calendar, it's an act of counting, which one is not able to speed up.
So what's the pshat of Tosefes Yom Tov for Pesach? I know it doesn't.
Yeah, so what do you mean? For bringing in Pesach early. So Pesach, well, for Pesach, you can't make Kiddush early, and that's because Pesach is one of the Kiddush is one of the Dalakosos, and all mitzvahs of Pesach have to be fulfilled at night. Right? So for Pesach also, we're not going to have Kiddush, we're not going to have matzah before nightfall. So there, it's actually a very good parallel. The mitzvahs that require you to do something can't be done until it's nighttime. But Shavuos isn't a holiday of doing anything. You're not eating any cheesecake, but you're not.
Shabbos, you're creating an early, meaning you're saying that you're keeping on nightfall.
There's a big discussion about when a person takes on early Shabbos, does that mean that it's actually Shabbos for every halacha, or does it mean that you are accepting upon yourself an Isra Malacha earlier? Right? So for Shabbos, where there's Kiddush, for the other mitzvahs to do, that's a question about whether or not that works. But for Shavuos, the question is, why should it matter? There's no mitzvah on Shavuos. You're not saying anything. You're not eating anything. Why can't you daven Ma'ariv early? And the answer is that the existence of Shavuos, not just the mitzvahs of Shavuos, because there are none, but the existence of Shavuos, even Ma'ariv, cannot be done because the date doesn't exist until you finish counting, which is very unique because it has no date in of itself. Its whole existence is the fact that it comes after 50 days. I want to give you another example of the strangeness of the holiday of Shavuos, and that comes when people are talking about the issue of the international dateline. A very complicated discussion regarding some imaginary line that separates one day to the next. The reason why we have to have an international dateline is if you keep going west, you go back an hour earlier, an hour earlier. But the world is a globe, so if you keep going back, like Superman, you can turn back time. As long as you keep going back further and further, then it's the previous day and the previous day, and how do you ever get anywhere? So there's an international dateline, there's a spot in the world, and the discussion where exactly it is, but there isn't a dateline to figure out that this is the time when the day begins, and then over here it's Monday, over here it's Tuesday. It could be arbitrary, because you can go back and forth one end to the other. It has many different interesting applications, even for Zion Akiyah, a person who passes over the international dateline. Do they gain an extra day? Do they lose an extra day? There's a lot of interesting questions when it comes to international dateline. And one of those questions comes to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. What are you supposed to do if during Sfiras HaOmer, a person passes from America to Australia? Okay, so that's a big discussion, right?
Like,
so,
where are you? Like New York. But
if you started in New York.
You're supposed to count in New York. Like, you continue counting from, like, let's say you're in New York.
Okay.
There.
Good.
But
so,
it assumes that you're going back to your time. Like, what if you mean? But then missing that day. Well,
no,
I heard that.
Before. It's a very good question, and that's really the
I think. Did Shai Schechter speak about it recently?
Did he?
Somebody recently spoke about it.
It's a very big discussion about what exactly we're supposed to do when a person crosses over the international dateline. And for Sfiras HaOmer, it's one question. right? So some people say you should always count with where the place that you're at. And if you end up missing a day because you go from New York to Australia and then you skip over a day, you've missed a 15th day, so you count without a bracha going forward. And if you go back a day, you go back in time, and suddenly you're repeating the 14th day, well then maybe you should count it again without a bracha, and then you should keep counting with a bracha going forward. The Bavitcher Rebbe says, like you were saying, in terms of always keeping the count that you started. But it gets a little bit nuts. Because if you start on the 14th day, you travel across the international dateline, and you go to Australia. So he says, you keep your count the way it is. So you're counting 15, they're counting 16. When they're counting 30, you're counting 29. When they're counting 40, you're counting 39. When they're counting 49, you're counting 48. When they get to Shavuos, what do you do now? He says, you count 49, and you celebrate Shavuos on a later day than everybody else.
Yeah, but it's not. If you're saying that it's according to the counting, then
right? Beautiful.
You're missing time. You're missing a day. You're skipping a day or going back a day or whatever. You're counting 51 days or 49 days, and that's not the point of like the counting the 50 days.
Good. So this shita is very, very unique. Lavitcher Rebbe holds in both directions. He holds if you go to Australia, and suddenly their time is ahead of you, you keep counting your regular count where you started. And even though that means you're going to celebrate Shavuos on a later day than everybody else, fine. You celebrate Shavuos on a different day than everyone around you in Australia. And vice versa. If you go in Australia, and then you start counting Sphira in Australia, and you travel the other direction, and you end up in New York, and that means you're going to be a day ahead of everybody else. So they're counting 30, you're counting 31. When they're counting 40, you're counting 41. When they get to 49, you're celebrating Shavuos. A day before everybody else. On the 5th, day of Sivan in the place where you are. Now, how does this make sense?
You're daven alone?
He discusses actually davening, you're daven alone, and maybe you shouldn't say Matan Torah Seinu because it really wasn't Matan Torah Seinu, but a detail for how to daven. If it becomes practical, let me know. don't travel across the dateline. But how does it make sense? Whoever heard of having Pesach on a different day than everybody else? Whoever heard of having Rosh Hashanah on a different day than everybody around you? Well, if Shavuos is a day on the calendar, you're right. How can you celebrate different than everybody else? If you're in the new place, you follow their calendar says it's Vav Sivan, it's Vav Sivan. But Shavuos isn't Vav Sivan. Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. If when you count Pesach, your number takes you to a different number, a different date than everyone around you, so you celebrate like your count and not like everybody around you. It's wild, no? It's a wild idea. But Shavuos isn't on the calendar. Now, Rav Moshe Sternbach in source number 16 disagrees. His V'tama ani heich efshar lo merkein. It's wild. It's wild for a person to celebrate Shavuos on a different day than everyone around them. And he says, no, obviously you adjust your count and you match everyone around you. Does that mean he argues on our premise? The Bavitcher Rebbe was saying, you always follow your own count because Shavuos isn't a day on the calendar. Based on when you started counting, it's 50 days after Pesach. So how could you argue with that conclusion but still agree to the premise that Shavuos isn't a day on the calendar? It's the Tzibur's count, right? Meaning, who says every person has the right to their own 50 days after Pesach? Yes, Shavuos doesn't have a day on the calendar. It's 50 days after Pesach, but if you're going to go to a new place, then you are bound by their 50 days after Pesach. So if they're earlier or later because you traveled back or forth across the international dateline, fine, but you're going to find yourself tagging along to their 50 days after their Pesach, because that's where you are now. So they can argue about the details, what you're supposed to do, but at its core, it's a beautiful example of the extreme you could take this idea Bavitcher Rebbe held, Lemaisa. And if anybody's traveling around the world, it's Chabad Chasidim, right? So they're the ones who are actually the ones moving around the world. Maybe not to do malacha publicly. It's a good question about what to do and how to daven exactly, where to daven, who to daven exactly, you know, what that means practically. Questions come up about a person from Eretz Yisrael who's here in Chutz Laretz and we're keeping a second day and they're not keeping a second day. Publicly, they don't violate anything and their daven might look different privately. So maybe it's something similar to that. But I just wanted to show you just how far this goes. Wow. The Bavitcher Chasidim hold, and they hold this lemaisa. The Bavitcher Chasidim hold lemaisa, and if you travel, you keep your own count and count Sphira that way all the way throughout Sphira Sa'omer, and you can celebrate, you must celebrate Shavuos on a different day because Shavuos is not a day on the calendar. Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. You could argue with the details, but the premise is still true. We're not going to have time for the last section inside, so I'll just share with you outside in the source number five, in the section number 5, and that is a question about Yom Tov Sheni, of Shavuos. Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos is a strange anomaly, because again, the reason we have Yom Tov Sheni of Pesach and we have Yom Tov Sheni of Sukkot, the reason we have Yom Tov Sheni is because there was a Sfeikah D'Yoma. Back then, they weren't clear on exactly when the Rosh Chodesh was. And if it was on page 3, people are lost me. On page 3 in the second half. So the reason we have Sfeikah D'Yoma, we have an extra day of Pesach. Someone came to me in the shul. Pesach, as you all know, was a 3-day yantiv and was very, very hard. And someone came to me very seriously and he said, you know, we have to do something to abolish yantiv sheni. He was being totally serious. He said, the rabbis have to get together and abolish yantiv sheni. I said, okay, I'll get right on that. It's been going on for thousands of years. We're not going to abolish yantiv sheni. That's off the table. We're not going to abolish yantiv sheni. Yantiv sheni for thousands of years has not been really a question of suffix anymore, because at a time when we were relying on witnesses, there were people who lived far away who weren't able to figure out when exactly Rosh Chodesh was. And if you don't know when Rosh Chodesh is, you won't be able to figure out when the 15th day is for Pesach and the 15th day is for Sukkot and Tishrei. So it's hard to figure out when exactly it's going to be if you don't know when Rosh Chodesh is. Shavuot shouldn't have that problem. Why?
Because you're counting 50 days.
Because you're counting 50 days. By the time the end of Pesach or the end of Nisan comes around, they will have already found out when Pesach was. So at the time of Pesach, it was so fresh since Rosh Chodesh, they didn't know when exactly Rosh Chodesh was. They had to keep 3 days of Pesach if they lived far enough away from the Beis HaMikdash. But by the time the end of Pesach comes, or 2 weeks after Pesach, or 30 days after Pesach, or 40 or 50 days after Pesach, they all knew when Pesach was. It doesn't matter when Rosh Chodesh Sivan is. Shavuos isn't based on Sivan. It wasn't always kept on the same day of Sivan. Knowing Rosh Chodesh Sivan wouldn't even help you celebrate Shavuos. So Tosfos point out in source number 18, they wouldn't even send around messengers for the month of Sivan, because it wasn't counted that way. It wouldn't help to know Rosh Chodesh Sivan. What really mattered for Sivan, for Shavuos rather, is 50 days after Pesach. Which raises the question, why is there a Yantiv Sheni of Shavuos at all? There was never, ever historically a Suffolk. We keep second day of Pesach now because historically there once was a Suffolk to those living far away, like far away like New York. So we keep 2 days of Pesach, 2 days of Shmini Atzeres, so you have Simchas Torah. But historically, there never should have been any suffix about Shavuos. Because all you have to do is count from Pesach, and by Shavuos, you know when Pesach was. So why was there ever Yantiv Sheni of Shavuos? And the Rambam seems to address this question in source number 19, when he writes that sometimes there's cases of confusion and cases where it doesn't seem to make sense to have a second day of Yantiv. The Rambam writes that it's a low plug. Low plug means that no exceptions. Carpe Lanche, it's a lot easier than having to pick this case like that. Sometimes we just say, across the board, Yantiv Sheni. And the Rambam writes, at the end of source number 19, Afilu Yom Tov Shel Atzeres. Why does he say it like that? Even Shavuos has Yantiv Sheni. Presumably, and this is what the Chasam Sofer says in source number 20, presumably, what the Rambam is bothered by is this question of, why would there ever be Yantiv Sheni of Shavuos? Historically, it was never based on Rosh Chodesh. You wouldn't ever need to have a Yantiv Sheni of Shavuos. And the Chasam Sofer writes something unbelievable in source number 20. He writes that because of this, that the Yantiv Sheni on Shavuos isn't really because of doubt, and it was never based on doubt. We're not really in doubt about Pesach anymore, but because we're keeping what used to be done, and that was based on doubt, there's a Sfeikah D'Yoma, certain leniency that comes on the second day of Yantiv of Pesach, or on second day of Yantiv of Sukkot, or Shmini Atzeres, because it was a Suffolk from the very beginning. A Suffolk, we have more reason to be lenient. The Chasam Sofer writes, because the second day of Shavuos was never based on a Suffolk, it's more strict than other Yantiv Sheni. Certain leniencies we might have when it comes to second day of Pesach or second day of Sukkot that we don't have for second day of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is 2 days, they even have in Israel. Second day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be something that's special. He writes that the second day of Shavuos is kind of like the second day of Rosh Hashanah in the sense that it has Kedusha Achas, and therefore it's more strict. He's dealing with a complicated case of Agunam. This is here, not in the source, but in the Shadows and Shuvos, Chasam Sofer. Case of Aguna, they needed to be Mekel to have some writer get for her on the second day of Shavuos. And he said, no. Even if there's leniency to be Mekel for a case of Aguna to write on Yantiv Sheni, Yantiv Sheni of Shavuos is more strict than regular Yantiv Sheni. Because it was never based on a Suffolk, because Shavuos was never based on a calendaric date, and therefore it's more strict. Some argue the opposite. Some argue that, no, it's second day of Shavuos is weaker. At least the other ones had a basis. It was at one point kept in history, and we keep that on. Shavuos never made any sense. Shavuos was always just, let's round it out by having it be uniform. So some argue it should be less strict. More strict, less strict. I don't know. An interesting discussion. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and we'll round it out the halachic discussion with this, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in source number 21 points out that it makes sense why we have to have a second day of Shavuos. Not because we're rounding out the calendar, But we said that Shavuos is the second days of Pesach. And Pesach makes sense why there has to be a Sfeikah D'Yoma. So once you add an extra day of Pesach, automatically the other end of it needs an extra day. It may not make sense in and of itself, but Shavuos is the corollary, it's the culmination of Pesach. So if Pesach is pushed back a day, by definition, Shavuos is pushed back a day. So even when they had Yantiv Sheni, even though by the time Shavuos came along, it didn't matter anymore. But we're saying Shavuos isn't about what's happening right now. Shavuos is about the end of the process started on Pesach. So if Pesach has a Sfeikah D'Yoma, then automatically Shavuos has to have, at least have some access to the concept of Sfeikah D'Yoma. Amazing idea, the link between Pesach and Shavuos is so strong. The names of the holiday, the messages of the holiday, the day of the holiday. All of that is completely tied to the day of Pesach, linking Cheres and Kabbalah to the Torah. Just to conclude our discussion for tonight, this idea that the Torah is so cryptic when it discusses the idea of Shavuos. Just recently we celebrated Mother's Day, yesterday, and every Sunday. What do they say? Every day is Mother's Day, right? They don't say it for Father's Day. I'm not sure why exactly. They don't really say every day is Father's Day, but I think it's well deserved. Every day is Mother's Day, not every day is Father's Day.
Is it really this Sunday?
What?
It wasn't like a week ago?
Yeah. No, I'm joking. It's every Sunday.
I don't think so.
Every Sunday is Mother's Day. And every day of the week is Mother's Day. The Kli Yakar, 500 years ago, writes that exact idea about Kabbalah HaTorah. He writes, the reason why the Torah doesn't have a date for Shavuos, nor does the Torah even mention that Shavuos is supposed to be commemorating Kabbalah HaTorah. Look at source number 22. Mashalo nizkar b'Torah b'feirush ki yom zamatan Torah shamatan Torah lo ratza Hashem lahagbil yom yadua. Not to relegate and to limit Kabbalah's Torah day to one day on the calendar. Lefishat tzarach ha'adam sheyia domelo b'chol yom v'yom mikol yomos hashana ki ilu ba'oso yom kibla mehar Sinai. Kabbalah's Torah is every day. Like Mother's Day. Every day is Kabbalah's Torah day. There's one day in particular where we're supposed to commemorate it, and we celebrate it, and it's very special. It marks this completion of our process, of our ascension from Pesach to Shavuos, and that's very, very meaningful and very, very special to us. But by not giving it a specific day, the Torah is telling us, today is Kabbalah HaTorah Day. Torah should be fresh, Torah should be exciting, Torah shouldn't feel antiquated, and it shouldn't feel old, and it shouldn't feel outdated, it shouldn't feel like something that applied a long time ago. Torah doesn't give us a specific date because it's not on a specific date. Torah doesn't tell us this is the Kabbalah HaTorah day because that would imply other days are less so Kabbalah HaTorah days. So what are our takeaways for tonight? Our takeaways are in the Magen Avraham's question of, hey, are we doing Shavuos on the wrong day? He says, no, Torah doesn't give a day for Shavuos. And therefore, Shavuos has actually historically occurred on various days because Torah links Shavuos to Pesach to show freedom is only meaningful with purpose. If we have a meaningful culmination to that process of Cheres, to actually be able to celebrate our Kabbalah HaTorah, that is the most meaningful thing. Additionally, we pointed out that there's an effort involved in counting as opposed to just passively accepting the day on the calendar. The fact that Shavuos is not a day on the calendar, and rather is 50 days after Pesach, led to many interesting questions and applications of why we can't take Shavuos early, celebrating Shavuos on a different day than those around you potentially, and how Yom Tov Sheni may be different, either more strict or more lenient, but either way, it's unusual it should have the second day, given that it was never a day of Safek. And lastly, the Kli Yakar's beautiful idea to walk away with as we approach Kabbalah HaTorah, to remember that really this is a message we're supposed to take with us every single day. Wishing everyone a good Yantiv, whenever it falls out, wishing everyone a wonderful Yantiv, and thank you so much for coming to learn.